This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In Designing Your Life, How to Build a Well-Lived, Joyful Life. Authors Bill Burnett and Dave Evans have crafted a thought-provoking guide that merges design principles with life planning. By applying the strategies that designers use to create meaningful and innovative products, Burnett and Evans provide readers with tools to build a life that is both fulfilling and productive. Drawing from their experiences teaching at Stanford University's Design School, they break down complex concepts into actionable steps, aiming to help individuals design a life that aligns with their values and passions. This book dispels the myth that you need to have a single life purpose and instead encourages an iterative, flexible approach to career and personal development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing. Transform your problems into opportunities. Reframing is a powerful concept in design thinking and plays a pivotal role in designing your life. The idea is to look at a problem from a new angle, thereby transforming it into a set of opportunities. This approach is particularly effective when dealing with life's challenges, as it encourages openness to new possibilities. The authors provide concrete strategies to reframe questions about one's career and life goals. For example, instead of asking, "What job do I want?" you might ask, "What kind of life do I want to lead?" By changing the perspective, individuals can discover unconventional paths and solutions that align more closely with their values and interests. Secondly, work view and life view, defining your compass. Central to designing a well-lived life is understanding one's work view and life view. These concepts encourage readers to articulate and reflect upon their philosophy towards work and life. Work view pertains to one's beliefs about the nature, function, and value of work. Life view, on the other hand, encompasses one's understanding of the larger existential questions, including the meaning and purpose of life. By clarifying these views, individuals can identify discrepancies and harmonize their work and personal lives in a way that reflects their inner values. Burnett and Evans guide readers through exercises to explore these aspects deeply, ensuring that the life one designs is authentic and coherent. Thirdly, prototyping, the art of experimentation. The concept of prototyping, borrowed from the design field, is adeptly applied to life planning in this book. Prototyping in life design involves trying out small, manageable experiments to explore different paths without committing fully. This could mean taking a short course, volunteering, or interviewing someone in a desired field. The aim is not to find the perfect solution right away, but to collect experiences and insights. This method encourages a proactive stance towards career uncertainty and is particularly useful for those feeling stuck or contemplating a career change. It's about embracing a build-to-think mentality, allowing individuals to test out various life designs and iterate based on feedback and self-reflection. Fourthly, mindfulness and curiosity. Building a joyful life. Burnett and Evans emphasize the importance of mindfulness and curiosity in designing a joyful life. Mindfulness allows individuals to become aware of their thoughts, feelings, and the environment, leading to greater self-knowledge and decision-making informed by current reality rather than past scripts. Curiosity, on the other hand, fuels the exploration necessary for designing one's life, inviting a sense of play and openness to new experiences. By cultivating these qualities, readers can approach life with flexibility and resilience, fostering joy in everyday experiences, and remaining open to opportunities that align with their aspirations and values. Lastly, building a team. The role of community in life design. The journey of designing a well-lived life is not a solitary one. Community plays a crucial role. Burnett and Evans advocate for building a support network or a team to provide feedback, encouragement, and different perspectives. This community can include friends, family, mentors, and even professional contacts. Engaging with a diverse group of people enriches the design process, offering insights and experiences that one might not have considered. Additionally, sharing one's goals and visions with supportive individuals creates accountability, which can be incredibly motivating. The authors highlight that by leveraging community, individuals can navigate life's challenges more effectively and uncover pathways that resonate deeply with their personal and professional goals. In conclusion, in Designing Your Life, How to Build a Well-Lived, Joyful Life, Bill Burnett and Dave Evans offer a compelling framework for those seeking to inject more purpose, joy, and fulfillment into their lives. Their approach, rooted in design thinking, is particularly suited to individuals at career crossroads, recent graduates, or anyone feeling stuck in a personal or professional rut. This book encourages an active and experimental approach to life design, making it a valuable resource for anyone looking to reconceive their life's direction. By emphasizing adaptability, optimism, and the power of community, Burnett and Evans's guide is not only about designing a life, but about continually evolving it. It's a transformative read, offering strategies that can benefit not just the individual, but also ripple out to improve society by fostering more thoughtful, engaged, and fulfilled citizens. If you would like to support Bill Burnett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.